What's up, Wisconsin? Welcome back, or welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got to say, one of the greatest privileges getting to do this work is being able to talk to incredible, smart, dedicated women that want to serve. Dr. Lyerly, certainly one of them. She's with me every Thursday at 3:30. We have guests from Emily's List who support Democratic pro-choice women on Wednesdays at, 2:30. You're never going to want to miss those. And, I get to talk to people like the county board chairwoman, Marcelia Nicholson, who I consider a close personal friend, a life of service. She was a teacher before she entered politics. Tammy Baldwin's coming on the show tomorrow. What an incredible public servant. And tomorrow, again, you're not going to want to miss this. I've got historian Heather Cox Richardson, author of Letters from an American, an incredible Substack. She's interviewed the president. She's written numerous best-selling books. She helps put today in context, because as much as we like to think this moment is unique, we've seen these patterns before. And she really calls us to our higher angels. You're not going to want to miss that interview. Of course, I've also got Maggie and the Millionaires tomorrow. I'm going to be joined by economist Clara Mattei. She is incredible. We're going to be continuing this discussion of global power and political power and how that gets wielded by the billionaire class and what that means for everyone. Let's take a quick call. Larry from Stockbridge, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Hey, Maggie, I missed Dr. Lyerly, but I'm so glad that so many women are running this time around, and it's time for women to take over these positions. And I was just thinking, what you talk about at 3 o'clock and everything with the women, you know, having to fight twice as hard for everything, and maybe that chip on their shoulder is a good thing, you know?
I hear you, Larry. I very much do. When I was in graduate school for applied economics, which basically means mathematical economics, I was often one of the only women in class. You know, the sports I chose to play, rugby, I ended up boxing when I was in New York. The type of law I practiced, securities litigation, I was a trial lawyer. I still have a chip on my shoulder. I'm older now. My elbows are less sharp. I try to lead with kindness. But at the end of the day, I think a lot of that did propel me forward. But the idea that women have to be extraordinary to be respected, to even be considered for many positions, while mediocre, middle-aged, rich white guys get to fail up, is never going to sit well with me in the end sum. I think people deserve better than that. Businesses, boardrooms, shareholders deserve better than that. Businesses do better when there are more women at the boardroom table in CEO roles. And I think our government is better served when more women are at the highest levels of government. Certainly Dr. Lyerly, Rebecca Cook, also running in the third congressional district. These are all exemplars of I think, women making it better. Thanks so much for your call, Larry. I appreciate you. Appreciate your listening. Drive safe, my friend.
Can I add one more comment?
Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
I took a leadership training session at the UW-Madison, and one of the professors said that, I forget what the percentage was, but like, these CEOs and managers, it's like 60% of them, once they get into the position, they're in over their heads. You know, and doesn't that sound so true with Trump and all these yahoos, Ron Johnson? It's just ridiculous.
Couldn't agree with you more, Larry. I think there is an element of the Peter principle, sort of you ascend to the highest level that you're actually incompetent at. in a lot of ways. And this is why I think women, when you sort of go pound for pound, pardon the tortured sports metaphor here, when you stack women up in terms of what they can accomplish, the collaboration that they can help catalyze to actually get results, whether it's for shareholders, employees, for me, the citizens and residents of Milwaukee County when I was their general counsel, you see more results. Again, this has been looked at by a lot of business schools. There's been a lot of statistical analyses. And again, I think the women being required, as well as people of color being required to overperform, is innately unfair. And it's not a result that I wish to see anymore. It's not a standard that I think we should maintain. But what I will say is when I have seen people of color and women at the highest levels of leadership in general, and there are exceptions to that generality, I see them overperforming and generating greater results for whatever organization they work for. And again, government, no exception. Thank you so much, Larry. Listen, folks, we are in a moment of change. We are in an opportunity for change, and we are in a moment where that opportunity for change also means an opportunity to reaffirm our basic values and reaffirm the idea that reasonableness in government is what we must demand. Clear-eyed leadership, a perspective that understands the United States' role in this world. This is what each and every one of us deserve. And I hope we get to see that change, because it certainly sounds like change to me, on November 5th. You're not going to want to miss the show tomorrow. It is Fabulous Female Friday on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.